This goes to Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Macht, M like Mary, A-C-H-T, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-1534 regarding Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S. Date of birth 9/21 of 1973. Dear Miss Macht, this is a consultation for Mr. Curtis with elevated creatinine levels ranging between stage 2 and stage 3A chronic kidney disease. He's accompanied by his wife today for this consultation. He does have a long history of high blood pressure and severe low back pain, and for which he takes meloxicam 15 milligrams every day, and he's been doing that for 10 to 15 years. He's unable to stay off of that medication, and he has tried, and he's actually been required to be off it for a week prior to each back injection that he receives. But he suffers very badly when he stops taking it. So he's had the long-term exposure to oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And recent labs have shown that he has insulin resistance and prediabetes with normal hemoglobin A1C of 5.7. He does have known sleep apnea and faithfully uses his CPAP machine. It is a self-adjusting type with pressures that will adjust as needed. And he has had chronic obesity for many years. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. He does get dyspnea on exertion. He had a recent echocardiogram that was normal. Chronic low back pain for many years. He does receive pain injections on a regular basis. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, but does have heartburn at times. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema or claudication symptoms, and no weakness or neuropathic pain in the feet or legs. Past medical history is significant for longstanding hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic severe low back pain, depression, prediabetes with insulin resistance, obstructive sleep apnea using CPAP device, allergic rhinitis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, morbid obesity, and colon polyps. Past surgical history, he's had colonoscopy with polypectomy, right carpal tunnel release, and hemorrhoid surgery. Social history, he has never smoked cigarettes. He does not consume alcohols, denies illicit drug use. He is married and a truck driver for profession. Family history is significant for breast cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, hydrochlorothiazide 50 milligram once a day. Magnesium is 250 milligram twice a day. Metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol, 12.5 milligram daily. Niacin, 500 milligram daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily. Spironolactone, 25 milligram daily. Tarka 4/240 1 daily. Trintellix, T-R-I-N-T-E-L-L-I-X, 20 milligram daily. Crestor 40 milligram daily. Wellbutrin 150 milligram twice a day. Meloxicam 15 milligram daily. Physical exam, height is 71 inches, weight 370 pounds, pulse is 65, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/90. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Very prominent tongue that blocks the uvula upon examination. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid pruries. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. Then most recent lab studies were done today, 9/23 of 25. And creatinine was actually improved, 1.1. Estimated GFR is 60. On August 5th, creatinine was 1.35 GFR greater than 60. 6/27/25, creatinine 1.49 with GFR 56. 6/19/25, creatinine 1.54, GFR 54. 5/21/25, creatinine 1.26, GFR greater than 60. 4/25/25, creatinine 1.47, GFR 57. And 11/29/24, creatinine 1.13, GFR greater than 60. Other labs from 9/23/25, calcium is 10.0. Previously was elevated, but he but now is back to normal after stopping vitamin D supplementation. Sodium is 136, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 23, albumin 4.4, inorganic phosphorus is 3.4, hemoglobin 15.5 with normal white count, normal platelets, urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein. Intact parathyroid hormone was checked when calcium levels were mildly elevated, and it was normal at 20, and the calcium was elevated 5/21 of 25 at 10.4, but now it is 10.0. He also had microalbumin to creatinine ratio done in the urine. That was 5/21 of 25, and that was unmeasurable amount of microalbumin in the urine. Assessment and plan. Elevated creatinine levels that are fluctuating between stage 2 and stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-term exposure to oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. The patient is unable to stop the meloxicam completely, but is going to try to take 15 milligram every other day to see if he can at least decrease daily exposure to every other day. He will continue to have pain shots in his back. Because he's a truck driver, he's not allowed to use stronger medication while performing his job. So narcotic analgesics would be contraindicated during his work hours. They possibly could be used at bedtime, but he's not doesn't really want to do that if he doesn't have to. We have scheduled him for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. That's going to be done October 7th in Alma. And we will consider doing renal Doppler studies if blood pressure remains elevated when he's checked again. And he will have a follow-up visit within the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.